Hello? You are welcome to Living Seed. Thank you for joining us again today on this program. We trust that this fellowship in His Word over this radio program, Living Seed, will bring you the equipping for living and serving God acceptably unto eternity. Today's edition of the program brings us the continuation of our studies in the first epistle of John on the theme, God Post to the End Time Believer. You are loved of the Lord so much that He has made available all directions for you to make heaven. Do not ignore these directions. Believe God that by this program today, it will equip your life to handle every obstacle on your way that may quietly snatch away your crown or even eternal life. Do remember to invite your friends and your neighbors to listen along with you on this program. And for any counseling need, write us. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Let me invite you to bow in prayer as I invite our Bible teacher on this program to bring us again some guidepost to the end time believer, Brother Gbile Akani.
Shall we pray together? Father, we bless you for yet another privilege to look into your word. Thank you, Lord, for opportunity to study at your feet. We are praying, O God, that you will speak unto us and give instructions to our numerous brothers and sisters out there, our listeners who had kept a date over these years with us as we study your word. We just pray, Lord, that even today there will be a clear instruction from the Holy Spirit and that each one of us will begin to advance as we progress on our pilgrimage unto eternity in this end time. Lord, please help us speak in a manner that we can understand you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I'd like to praise the Lord for yet another opportunity to come your way today, even with Living Seed. And as you already know, we have been on this guidepost for the end time believer for quite a while now. And by the last edition, we started looking at 1 John chapter 4. We began to look at the guidepost unto testing the false teachers and false prophets that will manifest, especially at the end time. Today, as our basic text, we are going to read 1 John chapter 4 again. And we're going to read from verse 1 very quickly to verse 6. We may not be able to study all of this, but let's begin by looking at that text. 1 John chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 6. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. May God bless his word to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. When we began to introduce this matter last week, we particularly emphasized the fact that God is speaking to us as his beloved. We also emphasized the fact that God says, you should not be intimidated because someone is claiming to speak from the Spirit of God. That God has given us a right to try every spirit and to test whether they are from God or not, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, we read several versions that I wish to remind you again. We read from Good News that says, "My dear friends, do not believe all who claim to have the Spirit, but test them to find out if the Spirit they have comes from God. For many prophets have gone out everywhere." And Living Bible says, "Dearly beloved friends, don't always believe everything you hear just because someone says it is a message from God. Test it first to see if it really is, for there are many false teachers around." And from that scripture, we left the issue of how to test them until when we will begin to study more appropriately. Today, I want to begin to look at the issue of the false prophets and false spirits and the various parameters by which the Lord will have us look at it, and what are the various test those that we can apply to be able to identify if a spirit is of God, or if a person that is claiming to speak by God or doing a work of God is actually from God or not. Now, this matter is become very serious because as we study the Word of God, we have come to discover that every man of God, from the Old Testament even to the New Testament, they had spoken and given clear warnings about false prophets. And it looks to me as if the issue of false prophecy, false or fake spirits, will increase in the end time. And what I thought we should do quickly today is to survey what several preachers and several men of God in the scriptures have had to say as a warning against the false prophets, so that you can know that we are not just talking of an arbitrary issue. We are talking of something that is very, very paramount. And because the end time will come with much more of it, and you that you are growing as a believer in this end time, there is a need to check whether we are still walking in the path of the faith or we are not. So today again, we may only succeed looking at what several scriptures had to say about the warning against the false prophets. Now, we noted, and I think maybe I should begin from the Lord Jesus Christ before I draw your attention to several others. Now, we noted in Matthew chapter 7, I'd like us to look at Matthew 7 to remind ourselves what the Lord Jesus Christ says and the warning he gave as regards false prophets. Now, in Matthew 7 verse 15, our master says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Our Lord, in preparing his disciples for the life in the kingdom, he foresaw a dangerous trap that will swallow up many, and that can derail several well-meaning Christians, both at that time and much more now. And several other disciples also warned of these dangers of the end time false prophets, false teachers, and fake apostles. Paul even calls them messengers of Satan, but in the disguise of angels. The Lord Jesus said, "They will come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." What does that imply? It means that they are not apparent except you subject them unto biblical test. Now, if the Lord Jesus Christ had noted this, and every other man that God raised had spoken about this, we feel persuaded in our hearts that we are not doing anything extraneous to bring the attention of believers whatever denomination leaning you have, to bring your attention to this matter, especially in this end time. Especially as we see several trends almost sweeping all over the world, the Church of Jesus Christ. There is a need to look at this very carefully as we look at the Word of God. Now, the Bible says, they will come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Which means the issue we are going to be looking at these false leaders is not their outward appearance. It's not even their outward speaking. It's not even the language they used. It's not even the expression they bring, but their inner life, which the Lord Jesus Christ was pointing at here. Now, when you look at what he says again in Mark chapter 13, if you have your Bible, let's rush quickly to Mark chapter 13, and we will look at verse 21 and verse 22 to 23. Mark 13, 21. And then, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. In Matthew 24, you find a similar instruction again, even from the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I should read that too. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and they will show great signs and wonders, in so much so that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say to you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. Now, again, we see Jesus Christ pointing at something that I want you to note. There are several of you that think that if any man can bring some miracles, some signs and wonders, that he must have come from the Lord. And one of the quick baits that false teachers and false prophets will bring are actually signs and wonders. Miracles, signs and wonders. Even though we all need miracles, several of us, we want God to miraculously intervene in our situation. Could your quest for miracles, for your quest for signs and wonders, lead you into the trap of false teachers and false prophets? These are issues that the Word of God is asking us to look at. So in the light of this, we cannot brush aside this instruction that even the Lord Jesus began to speak about. It is important for each one of us to take note of this as we see the Word of God coming. Now, I think you should look at what Moses himself even had to say about false prophets. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13. Let's see. Even Moses had to speak to the children of Israel about false prophets. Let's look at Deuteronomy 13. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, Deuteronomy 13. If you can find your Bible, I'd like you to note it. If you cannot find your Bible, you can write it down now and study it after this message. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, wherefore he spake unto you, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now note this. Note this. The Bible says, there can arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams. And I hope you have several people today that capitalize on dreams, on visions, on trances that they have seen. And they bring prophecies. And they even give you a sign or a wonder. They even tell you, on so-so date, don't travel somewhere, something like this will happen. Sometimes they may say, on so-so day, something like this will take place. And actually, it may have taken place. The Bible says, if the sign or the wonder even come to pass, whereof he spake unto you, saying, and then he now said, because you have proved this, you have proved this. He points you to something else, some other gods, and it is not the Lord. He points you to some other forms, some other things you need to do that you cannot expressly trace to the word of God or trace to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he is a false prophet and you should not follow him. So you can see the issue that we are talking about is a bit complicated. Now, if anybody speaks, it doesn't come to pass. We say, he's a false prophet. But it's not only those who prophesy and it doesn't come to pass that are false prophets. There are several people that will speak, they will prophesy, and there will be signs and wonders to back it up. And yet, that does not clear them as correct prophets or that they are speaking for God. I don't know whether you're understanding that. I want you to note this. Even in the days of Moses, the Holy Spirit pointed that out, that there could be people who will speak and even demonstrate some great works of power, but yet they are pointing men to something else apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, that you need to beware of them. Okay? Now, let's see what we have been reading, what John says. We have read First John chapter 4, verse 1 to 2 and verse 3 to 6. But I want you to see what Jude even says. If you have your Bible, you can turn to the book of Jude. Jude is only one chapter. And if you look at Jude, I read from verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. We will be looking at that eventually when we begin to understand how to deal with this false spirit. But first and foremost, again, Jude himself is pointing at a very, very serious matter. He said there are certain men. How do they come in? They creep in unawares. Which means that several people that became false prophets or those that come with wrong spirits, they really don't come boldly. They really don't come clearly. They creep in unawares. There are times that a man of God could even start preaching the correct message. He could even start right, pointing to Jesus Christ. But in the middle of his career in ministry, something may have crept in. Some brothers have started well and they have commanded correct following. But in the middle of their course, some strange things have crept into their ministry, has crept into their message, has crept into their ministration. And because men have learned to trust them in time past, nobody scrutinizes them anymore. Yet the Bible says, test every spirit. The fact that a preacher, a man of God had always been correct, does not mean he will always be correct. The fact that he had preached and you got converted 10 years ago, and you've been following him, he has been discipling you, does not in any way prove that he will ever be correct. It doesn't prove that he will ever be right. What Brother Jude is pointing out here is that even false prophecies, false spirit, fake and wrong teaching could creep in unawares. It could creep into a man's ministry. It can creep into a man's message. It could creep into a church unawares. Sometimes you don't even know that you are beginning to follow a false teaching right now. There are several things I could notice, I could see in the life of several well-meaning Christians, several well-meaning preachers, people that we greatly respect. But what they are talking about now, what they are emphasizing now, which I feel that maybe they don't know that something wrong has crept unawares into their life, into their message, into their focus. So when the word of God says increasing unawares, it means then that it becomes a matter of vigilance, both for the preacher and for those that are hearing. You cannot just relax and say, oh, if it is Reverend so-and-so, I know his message is always correct. You need to keep checking. You need to keep noting. Is this man still speaking in the spirit? Is this man still following the whole counsel of the word of God? Is this man's central theme still based on the Lord Jesus Christ? Now let us go on and see some of the manifestation that leads men unto false prophecy. Now, that verse 4 still say, who there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness. I wish we can read that from other version. For some godless men have slipped in unnoticed among us, who distort the message about the grace of our God to excuse their immoral ways, and reject Jesus Christ, our only Master and Lord. Now that these men, they could creep in and turn the grace of God unto lasciviousness, unto a license for moral laxity. That's what we are talking about here. Now, I want you to check it from Phillips Modern English. Now, the Bible says, for there are men who have surreptitiously entered the church, but who have long ago been marked out for condemnation. They have no reverence for God, and they abuse his grace as an opportunity for immorality. They will not recognize the only Master, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, sometime you will begin to see the traces of what I'm talking about. You find that nowadays, several people are on the pulpit. They prophesy quite wonderfully, but they do not fear to fornicate. They do not fear to impregnate church members. And yet, the anointing seems to be flowing so seriously in their lives. They have helped several members of their choir or members of their team to abort several times. And you wonder why they have taken the grace of God as a license for immorality. And some of you are saying, well, it's a man of God. It's a man of God. It's a man of God. What kind of man of God is this that no longer fears God and does no longer live in holiness and in righteousness? Now, Jude continues, and I want you to see it in verse 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and they perish in the gainsaying of Korah. Now, false prophets, false teachers, there are a few things that the Bible is pointing out concerning them here. One, that they rush in the way of Cain, the way of competition. One thing we noticed about Cain was that he had a competitive spirit. He always wants to outshine another. We see that kind of spirit now. We see that false prophecy comes in where people don't recognize the grace of God on another man, where they want to outshine others. So many are dabbling into where God never ordained them, simply because they want to attract the crowd to themselves. False prophecy can come in through that. Secondly, the Bible said they ran greedily after the error of Balaam. What was the error of Balaam? He was looking for money. He was looking for gain, the reward of prophecy. And it's wonderful today that several men are becoming soothsayers simply because they want to raise money. Simply because they want to collect money from your pocket. Several people no longer talk about sin, about the cross of Jesus Christ, about the things that Jesus emphasized. They only talk about how you are going to make it, how you are going to see the end of your enemy, and they continue to say great things to you. So only that you can bring money, you can bring things out of your pocket. Now, we noticed that, and we saw several of them in the gainsaying of Korah, rebellion. Many are broken away from their masters. Many have stood apart. They are broken churches. They are broken denominations simply because they want to be the president and founders. Now, these are issues that are multiplying in our end time. Several people thought that that may be revival. But I have the mandate of the Lord to call you to order today to check whether the spirit that is using you is actually the Holy Spirit or the evil spirit. Because the Bible says, beloved, test every spirit. That's why we are checking through scripture. Even though time is not going to allow us to press through this, I will still stop here. hoping that when we come again, we will still continue on this matter. This matter is becoming quite serious because we found that even Moses spoke about it in Deuteronomy. And several prophets of old spoke about it. If you go to Jeremiah, you hear a lot of scripture about false prophets, which when we have time, we will look at again. Now you come to New Testament, Jesus Christ, our master, began to talk about it. That in the end time, it will be one of the strongest manifestation of the spirit of Antichrist. Now we have talked about John the Beloved, talking about this, that test every spirit. And here is Jude also speaking about this. That these are spots in your feast of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They are clouds without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withers without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. There won't be time for us to speak into each of this today. But I would like to stop here. When we come next, I'll go on looking at what other servants of God have said about false prophets in order for us to be able to see some of the characteristics of this strange spirit, strange prophet, false teachers, false leaders. So that as a guidepost for you as an end-time believer, you might know how to guard your heart, how to guide your feet, how to make sure that you are not deceived. Now, before I stop, one matter that has touched me so much was that Jesus Christ said, they will seduce even the very elect. They will seduce. The word seduce means they will make you, they will present something that will make attractive. One of the things about false prophets is that they are very, very attractive. Now, as we stop here, I want you to pray with us while you pray for yourself that God help me to discover every secret way the devil may want to waylay me on my path to eternity. Let me not be a casualty in the hand of false prophecies, false teachers, and false leaders. May God guide you and help you in the name of Jesus.
Our Father, we pray that this answer, you will answer these prayers, that every falsehood that has crept into lives, Lord, will be purged out today. In Jesus' name, amen. May you know this. The inner life of any man bearing a message for God is the first test of his correctness. This is first and more important even than miracles, dreams, and visions. Watch it now. What has crept into your life? Sin, money, and all strange lust, and yet you are comfortable? Don't allow falseness and false confidence to destroy you. Hear the warnings of this message. Write us through Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. God bless you.